Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've got an interesting story to tell you about. It ties in with a story here about one of my trials earlier in my career. And one of the craziest things ever said by a witness in a trial of mine. And it was one of those mind-boggling moments, but we'll get to that. Meanwhile, Robbie sent me the story that reminded me of that story. Thieves target license plates in San Francisco and rack up parking tickets. Betty, you wrote the story for CBS San Francisco. Car break-ins are a huge problem in that city, but now thieves are also stealing license plates, and it appears largely to be resulting in a lot of bad parking tickets. That is, people get notices saying, you got a parking ticket. The person's like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Well, it's because their license plate was stolen. Katie Lyons recently found her car without a front license plate. And not all states require front and back license plates, by the way. Michigan, you only require the back. But she believes someone removed her license plate in front of her home in the marina. Today I realized I was getting parking tickets because I got a ticket on my car and I went to pay it and I saw four tickets that I did not get. So she got a real parking ticket, went to pay it online and go, what are you going to do with these other four? She made the discovery online when she entered her license plate. She realized someone took her plate and put it on a similar white Audi, and that car received multiple street cleaning and expired meter citations in the last week. And so what somebody had apparently done is they said, okay, I need a license plate so I can park my car illegally. My car is a white Audi. I'll go out and steal the plate off another white Audi. And that way, if a police officer actually looks to see whether the car matches the plate, it's going to be close enough. They're not going to check the VIN. It's a white Audi. It's a white Audi. So it's a violation. It's a sense of violation. You can't even park your car in front of your house without your license plate being stolen, she said. That's actually what I first thought when I saw my license plate stolen, was that my license plate is now going to be used for a crime. And they're going to come looking for me. Well, the good news is it's only parking tickets. As you can imagine, they stole your license plate and like went out and robbed a bank. That'd be a little worse. Meanwhile, in her community, she found out that she was not alone. Someone else wrote on the Nextdoor community thing that his rear plate was stolen and replaced with another one. His original plate was put in a car almost identical to his, and that car is now getting parking tickets. Just earlier this afternoon, the car right in front of me had a broken window, so definitely I'm worried about that, said the marina resident. But here, it's just the license plate, not anything else being broken. Residents learning of the news say they must also check their license plates in addition to making sure nothing is left in their vehicles. It makes me not really want to park my car out in the streets anymore, one of them said. Lyons filed a police report and has to contest the tickets, get new plates, and get a new street parking sticker from the city, and of course hope that the new plate doesn't get stolen. I also don't think we should get numb to this. This type of behavior and lawlessness is not okay, she said. I understand we live in a city. Things happen in a city, but we've crossed a line, and we need to be aware of what's going on, and we need to speak up. So license plates being stolen apparently more often than you'd expect in San Francisco, and it appears to be for the purpose of allowing the cars to park places and not worry about tickets. And you might expect this also to be involved in a situation with tolls, because there are some toll-by-plate places. That might be happening also. But I can tell you that years ago, I had a lawsuit where my client owned a car and her car was stolen. And it was recovered later, stripped. And she filed a claim with her insurance company. And her insurance company denied the claim. And they go, we think you faked the theft of your own car to file an insurance claim. And I've spoken about this before. That was a common defense that one insurance company used to make in southeastern Michigan quite a bit. And many attorneys in my audience already are guessing which insurance company it is. And by the way, you're right. And so this woman comes to my office and she goes, yeah, they just denied my claim. They won't pay it. And in Michigan, they're required to give you a written explanation for a claim denial. And the written explanation was, we have denied your claim because we do not believe it legitimate. Something like that. It's literally like it's not legitimate. But they didn't explain why or what. And if you call them and ask, they won't answer. They'll just go, just read the letter. So I believed her, and I saw the police report and everything, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. So filed a lawsuit. And I filed several of these lawsuits. This was actually a problem for a period of time where I'd get people calling me because they'd heard other people say I took care of these. And it was always the same insurance company. And I always litigated against the same attorneys. And it got to be the point of just, it got to be stupid. And a bunch of them did settle. But this one in particular went to court. And I think because this one went to court, that's why the later one settled. But we wound up in front of a judge in Mount Clemens. And Mount Clemens is Macomb County, Michigan, southeastern Michigan. It's north of Detroit a little ways. And the insurance company puts their chief witness on, who is the person investigated and then denied the claim. And so in his direct, he explains how, you know, this woman filed a claim and her car was recovered. And everything about it just screamed insurance fraud. There's nothing legitimate about this. It was just blatantly obvious insurance fraud. And the guy testified. He said, I've been doing this for decades. And this is one of the most obvious cases where the person's car was not stolen. And it was obvious fraud by the insured. And on direct examination, he was asked, what makes you say that? And he said, well, among other things, nothing of value was taken from the car. Nothing of value was taken from the car. So my client's car was stolen in one county and recovered in another county, where it was up on blocks with the wheels missing, the battery missing, spare tire missing, and the license plate missing. So on cross-examination, I pull out the police report. Have you seen this document before? Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's a police report. Did you read it? Yeah. By the way, did you go and look at the car when it was out there in the field being recovered by the police? No. Did you go look at the car in the junkyard where it's being held right now, an impound yard? No. So the only knowledge you have of what's missing or not missing is on this document, this police report, correct? Yes. So I'm reading this police report right now, and I've read it before. You and I are working off the exact same material, right? Obviously, yes. And by the way, in cross-examination, every question you ask, you know the answer, and it suggests the answer to them in a way that they cannot deny it. So I said, would you agree with me that this document says it was up on blocks, tires and wheels missing? Yes. Would you agree with me it says spare tire missing? Yes. And you'd agree with me battery missing? Yes. And you'd agree with me it says license plate missing? Yes. Earlier you testified, did you not, that one of the reasons you denied the claim was it looked fake or staged to you and nothing of value was taken. I wrote it down. In fact, I had written it down. Nothing of value was taken. Nothing of value was taken. Five words. Nothing of value was taken. Nothing of value. Key phrase there, nothing of value. I said, do you still stand by that? He said, yeah. I go, tires and wheels have no value in your estimation. Well, they've got some value, but not enough to steal a car. Oh, so nothing of value is an incorrect statement that you said earlier? And then, of course, the guy starts backpedaling trying to explain it, but no. You're either there was things of value or there was not. Take your pick, but I'm not asking you to pick. I'm simply pointing out to you that wheels and tires have value, correct? Yes. And the spare tire has some value, does it not? If I went to a dealership to buy a spare tire for my car, it's going to cost me money, isn't it? Yes. And if I go to the store to buy a battery, I have to pay them for it, don't I? Money has value. That battery must have value. Well, not much value, a used battery. Who wants it? You didn't say nothing of a lot of value. You said nothing of value. Nothing of value. True. I go, and a license plate. He goes, there you go. No value to a license plate. I go, excuse me? License plates have no value? And he goes, no, none. I go, well, number one, you have to pay for them. So if someone wants to get a license plate legally, you have to pay for it. And he goes, yeah, but you can't use someone else's license plate. Claims adjuster for an insurance company. Been doing this for decades. So the license plate had no value. And he actually thought that by pointing that one thing out, it kind of fixed everything that went before it. I go, license plates have got no value in your estimation. No value. And I go, have you ever heard in your entire career, because he'd been a police officer before, of someone taking a license plate off one car and putting it on another to commit a crime? Because I've never heard of that. Now, one of the things you have to remember is on cross-examination, ideally you want your witness that you're cross-examining, who's somebody else's witness, but the person you're cross-examining, you want that witness to admit something that hurts their case. I would love him to say, oh yeah, actually you're right, license plates have got value. The next best thing is when you get them to say something stupid because they don't want to contradict themselves. And he said he had never heard of someone stealing a license plate and using it for an inappropriate purpose. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Now, this is a bench trial, so there was no jury to laugh at that response. But the judge noticed it. And I've mentioned this story before, and I'm not going to get too heavily into it. But this is the case where when that witness was done testifying, the judge actually looked at both of us, that is myself and the attorney for the other side, and said, is that really the entire defense to this case? That's it? And I said, apparently, Your Honor. Judge goes, I'm ready to rule right now if you guys don't mind. And he ruled in favor of my client. So the point is, and that's a long way to get there, I understand, but some people like my war stories from court. The guy who was the claims adjuster and investigator for the big insurance company that advertises on television, that person who'd also spent time as some kind of police officer a year earlier in his career had never heard of a license plate being stolen and being used for inappropriate purpose. I'm tempted to send him this article, but I will tell you that when the case was over, he called my office. And my secretary buzzes me and says, hey, Steve, and she tells me his name. She goes, he's on the phone. I go, that's the guy from the insurance company, isn't it? And she goes, I don't know. I go, can you ask him? Is that, from the-? She goes, yeah, that's him. I go, I don't want to talk to him. I go, why is he calling me? He should be calling his own attorney. But he's not a party. I guess he's just he's an employee of a party. But the case is over. The case is over. And she goes, no, he understands it, but he wants to talk to you. And the guy got on the phone, and he actually called me to tell me. He goes, in my entire career, it's the first case I've lost. I'm thinking to myself, this nothing of value nonsense works. Like, what? So I don't know if that's true or not, because obviously the guy made some dumb statements on the stand too. So maybe he's making more dumb statements on the phone. I don't know. But Robbie sent me the story. Thank you very much. Thieves target license plates in San Francisco, rack up parking tickets. Betty, you wrote that for CBS San Francisco. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Often out of periods of losing come the greatest strivings towards a new winning streak.